Dubai Eye
103.8. A new report out in the last 24 hours has shown that UAE shoppers, the biggest spenders online in the MENASA region, are at $1,648 per head. This comes from All the Team Down at Noon, who's become one of the region's major e-commerce players. An estimated $51 billion of e-commerce sales were registered across the Middle East, North Africa and South Asia in 2017, according to new research. Looking into that research, the report launched by Dubai Commerce City, the joint project between Dubai Airport Free Zone Authority, or DAFSA, and Wasl Asset Management, said this accounts for only 3% of global e-commerce sales, but showing the growing trend of how we do business online, and of course the growing trend to looking for more deals, looking for budget, or being more budget conscious, looking at budget airlines, at comparison sites. Yalla Compare also out with new results yesterday, suggesting that more and more people will be expecting a salary hike at some point this year, won't we all? Mid-range hotels have become very popular here in Dubai and across the whole of the UAE. Jumeirah and Rove are making a space for themselves. Staff loyalty schemes seem to be adopted across major organisations and others. Even schools are turning to their benefactors and parents looking to make better deals. So with that in mind, let's do the back in business question. What are your money-saving tips today? Month-long campaign across the station, which will help you to succeed in your career or business, talking about it, also posting about it on our social media platforms and online at DubaiEye1038.com to help us try and navigate this whole concept of being more budget conscious these days, and this sort of changing attitude in the way we spend our money, either be that for entertainment, for eating out, but also some of the more essential things and services that we need on a day-to-day basis. We welcomed into the studio a special guest, Global Marketing Director from The Entertainer. Mike Rich is here with us. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on board, my friend. I know it's busy, busy time for you and the rest of The Entertainer crew at the moment, so I appreciate your time and tearing yourself away from the office for us.
Anytime.
Because this is your sort of your due time, isn't it, when you launch new products?
Yeah, so we've just launched our 2019 products. So obviously, as you can imagine, it's a crazy time for us, but also quite an exciting time with all the new partners have come aboard. It's been a really, really amazing year. Looking forward to what's going to come up in 2019. So
I just want to sort of hit up a few sort of stories that have come out in the last few days, etc., in and around, specifically the sort of food and beverage market, if you like. There's an interesting piece that's an Arabian Business at the moment from the owners of Novikov. Obviously, they've been forced to close their major outlet here in Dubai. And the owner, or one of the managing partners, Evgeny Kuzin, who's very outspoken on a number of sort of subjects here, has come out and said, look, high menu prices, large venue, rent, just two of the reasons behind the closure of Novikov Restaurant and Lounge, according to the Bulldozer Group, the firm that brought the London concept to the Emirate. Is he alone in those concerns at the moment? Or again, is that something that you and the Entertainer team have seen with a trend developing at the moment, the pressures for restaurants to stay open?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, as we all know, it's tough times out there at the moment. You know, it's expensive for people to go out. It's expensive for food, for drinks. And you know what? That's why, you know, the Entertainer, we try, it's a win-win for the members, our members, as well as the merchants. You know, yeah. we try and get our, people need to socialize. They want to go out. They want to maintain their lifestyle. And it's becoming more difficult to do that, you know. So as the Entertainer, we allow that. We get people, we drive people to merchants to go and have the meal they want to have, go and experience new merchants. And we drive footfall for merchants. And the great thing is, you know, from our side for the merchant side is, since we've transitioned from a book into a digital company, there's loads of data. So we help the merchants target the right consumers. You know, gone are the days of receiving a message saying, why don't you try a restaurant in the Marina? You know, now we help merchants target the right consumers, and we say to the guys, listen, we'll send you people that love Italian food, that live in the Marina, and that hasn't been to your restaurant. So it's kind of win-win for the merchant partner, as well as the user, the member.
I mean, it is interesting times, and it's really interesting hearing someone like Evgeny come out and speak very sort of literally about this. He said, you know, the restaurant was just too big. We took on too much space. We had too much footage as well. That, again, maybe is a trend we see. But also this concern that fewer people are going to restaurants and would rather order in as well. Is that something that you think the entertainer can help to influence for partners such as these and others?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we're all about, every year when we launch, we're all about giving our members more. So we try and find more and better ways to drive them, to get them to go out and experience, have an awesome time, and it doesn't break an arm or a leg in terms of pricing. So we're all about trying to find new ways of getting members to go out and use restaurants, and not just restaurants. I mean, obviously in our product, we have beauty, health, attractions, leisure. So it's all merchant partners around it, Dubai and around the globe. So we really try and get people to go out and try and motivate them. And we've also obviously, you know, launched our delivery option. So we also help people at home. You know, if they don't want to go out, it's, you know, order buy one, get one free through the app. And it's all seamless order through the app now. So we kind of cater for all of them.
I know. It's interesting that the delivery thing, I wanted to talk about that as well, because that is that a sign of the times at the moment? I think you, me, anybody out there will just see the number of delivery mopeds and vehicles we have on our roads at the moment. That seems to suggest there's more demand in that field.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, there's a massive trend moving towards delivery. And we can also see in restaurants trying to get onto this train. You know, how do we, it's great for restaurants in a certain way because, you know, it's additional dining over and above their seat capacity. So yes, there are loads of restaurants in Dubai that are very, you know, that are very big, and they're battling to fill their seats. And that's where we try and come in and help them fill the restaurants. There's also a lot of restaurants that are a bit smaller that are full. And what's great about that is with deliveries, it's over and above their seating they have. And that's the great idea, you know, and that's why we obviously grabbed onto this as well, because there's a massive trend for delivery, and we thought, you know, 2-for-1 delivery at your house, awesome.
Mike, you mentioned there about the sort of the digital move and so many different developments down at Entertainer HQ in recent years, from the printed product to the digital product to delivery to others as well. What does the data tell you, given there's been such a focus on data in recent times? Once you get back and you crunch those numbers, you get that department to crunch those numbers and they give you the report afterwards, what's it telling you about the sort of the entertainment, but the delivery, the world that we're living in here at the moment?
So, you know, there's a couple of things. So first of all, I think a lot of people are moving towards casual dining.
Okay.
People are a lot more price conscious when it comes to dining out. So it's they're choosing your casual dinings, your Chili's, your Nando's, you know, those kinds of places. And that's kind of where the trend's heading at the moment. Another one, as we touched on early on a little bit, was delivery. You know, delivery is a massive trend. You know, for us, we can see that we've had a huge increase in delivery orders as we go every month. So that's been a massive trend as well. So I would say those are the two big trends to look out for at the moment.
And I liked what you were saying earlier, Mike, about people. It encourages people to try new places as well. As you know, I used to be a member of forums for new expats coming to Dubai and the UAE. And every month we used to play Entertainer Roulette. So we used to literally flick through the book and go, this month, this is where our meetup's going to be. And that's what we used to do. And it was a great way to have an opportunity to try something off the beaten track, to try something new. Is this something that you're also finding, that people are using apps like this to go out and experience something that they wouldn't normally do?
Yeah, well, 100%. You know, we have regular users that buy our product every year. We can all remember the book, carrying the heavy book around. So our transition to digital has been incredible for everybody, you know, for our members, for our merchants. Our products grow about 30% every year. So we're always adding new merchants onto our products, right? And that's for especially our older people or our older members to explore new places. I think the Entertainer is the perfect product to have when you especially if you're arriving new in Dubai. You know, you there's so many places you can try out. To give you an idea, 2019, we've got 10,900 offers in our Dubai product for 2019. That's absolutely crazy. And no, you can never use all of it. Maybe, I don't know. but you know what? There's so many new places to discover. And myself, I've discovered so many gems in Dubai just using the Entertainer. And the nice thing being digital now is when you open the app, it's all based on proximity. So when you open the app, it tells you what is around you, what's closest to you to try out, which is pretty awesome.
And you're saying that people are using things up in time. I noticed on several of the groups that I'm a member of, as we were coming to the end of the expiry date, the number of people asking for pings. Like, the pings were going crazy as it was coming towards expiring because people wanted to go and try things.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so awesome the community is on social because everybody wants to share their pings at the end, which is great because, you know, people tend to hold on to it till the kind of the end because, you know, I might go to that brunch or I might use that massage, you know, at the end. And people are like, oh, I'm willing to share it, which is really nice and creates a good community for us in social as well.
Exactly.
I'd love to get the thoughts of listeners out there. We've got to go to the news headlines now, but Mike's here with us for the next wee while. Opportunity for you to share your thoughts and feedback. We've been talking about the data that gets fed back to the entertainer. We know the tens of thousands that use the entertainer year on year. It's not just talked about here in the UAE. It's talked about the world over, especially with guests coming into town and going out of town as well. So any feedback you can give to us today would be appreciated. We're also going to talk about the increasing demand on affordability, the increasing pressures on merchants as well. And of course, reflect the fact that entertainer deal with a lot more than just food and beverage, attractions, hotels, and much, much more as well. Is that something we can see expanding in the years to come? We got Mike in studio with us. We're talking all things, all things saving here in the UAE, how people have become more budget conscious, how people want to see their money go further, how people rely more on affordability in the market. Mahanad, there is so much competition out there. But one the thing, Mike, I suppose, and Mike is the Global Marketing Director for The Entertainer, is this idea of the fact that, you know, entertainer for long has been associated and synonymous with offers in the food and beverage area, two for ones amongst others. But in recent years, we've seen those offerings and the merchants available expand even further. And more recently, you know, booking people, friends of mine are booking hotels over in other parts of the world through entertainer as well. Is that part and parcel of the growing influence of entertainer and the fact that people want to have these services at hand?
Yeah, of course. You know, like I said, what we're trying to do is, you know, every year we want to give more to our merchants. Yeah. And we want to establish ourselves as a lifestyle app, you know, something you can use and carry with you all the time. And so we've got a whole lot of different categories. I mean, we've got retail. So we've got some amazing retail partners and offers. We've got travel. Travel is a huge focus for us at the moment. Yeah. So we've launched Getaways, which is one of our booking sites. So it's 550,000 hotels globally. At rates up to 60% off, and it's all dynamic rates. And so you can book it seamless through the app, no call, nothing. So it's an incredible experience, really, really great. We also still have our classic 2-for-1 hotels, which is still available. So you can book 2-for-1 hotel nights. And then we also have attractions, leisure, beauty, your massages. So we're really trying to expand the offering, and we'll grow year on year. We'll be adding more and more categories and people onto our platform.
But one of the things I suppose we see, and we certainly see it within the food and beverage landscape here, and I suppose in others, is downtimes. Not so much economic downtimes, but slow times during the summer months when things are hot. Maybe things like some of the big attractions, the theme parks or the resorts or other attractions, can see a bit of a downtime. Is this a market that is dependent on the tourist season per se at the moment? Is that something that entertainer contributes with to as well?
So we do also target the tourists. I mean, a lot of tourists that come here purchase the entertainer. We also have another product which we're in the process of launching called Entertainer Go, you know, and that is it's a kind of destination product. So when you travel, you use it, it's your entertainer in your pocket. So that's something that we are launching soon as well. So yes, we get a lot of tourists that use our product, but we have a lot of local people that use the product. And during those downtimes or the summer months, those are the times that we really do promotions and do a lot of social activity and really work closely with the venues that need us to help drive footfall. And the nice thing with data is, you know, we can also look at data and you know, we can look at data and show merchants that we drive traffic for them during the week. So even in peak times, when it's the weekdays, we try and drive traffic during the weekdays as well, and we do. So we work very closely with our partners to really try and drive traffic to them when they need it.
And I guess, you know, all of this, because staying locally, again, it's all still contributing to the local economy, isn't it? I mean, you say we are doing promotions and pushing stuff into the downtime. It's only ever a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example. Just in the first 15 days of January, we've helped save our members 15 million dirhams.
Wow.
In the first 15 days. It's absolutely crazy. But I mean, in saying that, yes, the consumer, the members have saved money. But to give you an idea, in 2018, we drove $1.3 billion into the economy.
Wow.
For the merchant partners. Mm. So it's really incredible stats.
Do you think that the sort of the culture of dining out, the way that we get our entertainment these days, has changed in recent years?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, people are always looking for a good deal. People are always out there looking for, you know, the best price, you know. Now we work together with the merchant partners to offer this and try and drive merchants in, you know. It's a great partnership we have, and it's a kind of win-win for everybody.
And given the fact that you've been sort of the coalface of that development from digital into others as well, is the future bright at the moment? Can we expect more big sort of announcements in the years to come as you try and stay one step ahead, I suppose, of the market?
Yeah, definitely. And because we're in the digital space now, you know, we get to see so much more. And it's not about us stalking anybody or following you. It's really about us like trying to encourage people to, you know, turn on their location settings, allow push notifications, because it gives us some data to really be relevant to people. So we can try and drive people and help their behavior and try and, you know, for us, it's really about being relevant and personal. You know, I want to suggest restaurants to you that I know you will absolutely love. Mm. And that's kind of what we're all about now.
And Mike, I wanted to ask you about competition because I threw the question out on Twitter, you know, what are the common apps that people use? And obviously the Entertainer comes in, but things like Groupon, Kabone, Zomato Gold, the credit card apps as well, where you get points and two for ones like that. Obviously, there's quite a lot of competition in this market, but that can only be a healthy thing, right?
Absolutely. You know, competition is great for us. It's, you know, a lot of businesses or companies out there, you know, when they have a monopoly, they stay stagnant. You know, for us, it really helps us develop. It helps us change every year, adding new features, becoming better at what we do. You know, in our mind, we like to be the first to do things and first to try things. And we've had a lot of people that have joined the market, a lot of people that have followed us and do what we do. And we applaud that. That's great. And we love being the trendsetters. So for us, it's really all about just, you know, developing, becoming better and beating ourselves every single year. And that's absolutely what it's all about.
So, the question. The products are out there now, Mike. You're in your busy season. You're in your peak season at the moment. People have missed out for, what, the last 20 days or so? But that means they don't have to miss out for the rest of the year. How do people get the new bundles? How do they get their hands on the products?
So I always say the best time to purchase the Entertainer is yesterday. because like I said earlier, you know, there's 15 million dirhams that's been saved in the first 15 days in January. You know, people are missing out on this. So I would try and jump and get it. So, you know, the best thing to actually do is download the Entertainer app. So if you go into the app store, you download the Entertainer app and you can purchase the app right through, or purchase the products right through the app. Very easy, seamless. We've got an early bird special on at the moment, so you can grab the bundle for $7.45. The bundle basically includes your Dubai family products, it includes fine dining, and includes all the add-ons, your fitness, cheers, and beauty, and it gives you over 10,900 offers. So
amazing.
And I mean, if you go out to a restaurant maybe twice, you've made that money back already. So yeah. Anything after that is a saving. So to me, it's always been the no-brainer.
Mike, it's always good to catch up with you, my friend. All the best to you. All the best to the Entertainer team. If people want to find out more, they can find it online.
They can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, that's...
And to that end, I mean, I know we'll be putting out to people, you know, asking for their feedback as well. Is that something that you're always encouraging as a group?
Absolutely. You know, we have so many people that'll send us feedback, or there's a feedback option in the app as well. There's so many people that give us feedback, and we take all of that on. Every time we think of new initiatives and new developments, we look at all of that. So please do. We encourage that.
It's been nice to have you here because you are you're an optimist, and I like that as well. I like that because you come in and you talk about what you're seeing in the market and things like that. We do the doom and gloom, going, oh no, places are closing, this is doing that whole thing. But to that end, we've been making a bit of fun, but in terms of that, I mean, 2019, we're hearing a lot about tightening of belts and people being more conscious, but it means that, but there are still a number of products and availabilities out there at the moment. What's the sort of outlook from an entertainment point of view for the year to come?
You know, for us, like I said, you know, we just really, there's so many exciting things we're looking at launching in 2019.
And, for you personally, yeah.
Yeah. So there's just so many new things that we're looking at launching and driving and pushing out and helping people and helping merchants and data we want to use. And there's massive investments for us to try and bring more insights for merchant partners. We're launching portals where they can really understand everything that's going on in their business. You know, so there's a lot of exciting things happening for 2019.
And given the fact that you've got the ear of those merchants, probably more than anyone else out there in the market as well, and you listen to their concerns, you listen to their celebrations as well. Is it all doom and gloom for them as well at the moment, or are they looking forward to the space?
I think they are just excited as us about what's happening for 2019, 100%. Yeah. And you know what? We all go through tough times, but we're there to help the guys. We're there to help the consumers have an awesome time. We're there to help drive a footfall to the merchants. And really, it's a win-win. And that's our main goal. And we're super excited about 2019 and everything that's coming. So
get your hands on the products now. They are available. Just search for The Entertainer online, and it's really straightforward. Mike, Rich, you're a legend. Thanks very much indeed to you. Say hi to The Entertainer crew when you get back to Entertainer HQ. Thanks very much indeed for being with us. He is the Global Marketing Director from The Entertainer.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.